Gary Malaya, athletic director, Lynn English High School, is with us. And Gary, what's happening fall-wise at English 4 Athletics now that the seasons are underway?
Well, we get a lot of good things going on, Bill. I mean, our numbers are terrific in football and volleyball and our soccer programs. You know, again, it's tough. You know, we're in a tough division, especially for some of my girls' programs. We play, you know, the way the league is divided, we have to play Beverly, we have to play Danvers. You know, it gets very challenging in some of those sports for us. And, you know, obviously, you know, we've welcomed in a new football coach. You know, he's done a great job. We have a lot of excitement with football, and the numbers are up again. So, again, it just, you know, keeps you busy. You're out and about, and things are looking up.
Any particular fall game at all kind of been the kind of the surprise kind of positive thing for the school this year, this fall?
Well, I think the kickoff game at Swampscott, you know, anytime, you know, I've been around this game a long time, you can go over to Swampscott and sneak out a win, especially against my cousin, who's the new head coach over there, Coach Serino. I mean, that was, the, you know, right now, as far as the season goes, that's one of the big ones for us.
Yeah, and yeah, they got a big game. They got Gloucester this Saturday over at Swampscott.
Right. Yeah, that will be a challenge for him. You know, again, it's a great league, but I know you've probably read, I'm not a proponent of this new thing. I'm an old Northeast Conference guy. I think we should play each other. You know, I think everyone should play each other. Or if you want to go into this two-tier system, the non-league game should be against, you know, Northeast Conference teams and, you know, things like that. I just think that, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. Seems like numbers are down in this sport. And I think the one reason is we've lost a lot of our traditional rivals. I mean, we're finally going back to Winthrop after 8 years. I mean, me and Tony Ficillo, who are best of friends, we had wars over there. And we're finally going back to Winthrop after 8 years. We haven't played Winthrop in 8 years and Danvers in 8 years, and we're playing them this year. So I just think, you know, excitement-wise and for the area, you know, to drum up interest in this game, I would love to see the conference come back as one.
I totally agree with you, and I think that, Gary, what are the chances of something like that? I mean, like knocking off this playoff system or somehow adjusting it so it makes more sense. I know where you're going with it. Is it going to happen or could it happen?
Well, we met with the principals 2 years ago, and we had the vote. The Northeast Conference voted unanimously that we were going to step out of it, and we tried to find another league, and we thought we had Merrimack Valley on board. We would do our own league, two tiers, crossover, and at the end, you know, the winner of the Merrimack Valley Small and the winner of the NEC Small would play each other. We'd try to get maybe Manning 1 year and a Merrimack Valley venue another year, split the proceeds, whatever, and just, you know, have a trophy because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's just – you know, when you look at football and the association, which I've been a member of for years, they want to add 3 more days on now to start even earlier. And I don't see why they want to do that. I think the way this system is now, we're playing 3 games that don't mean anything at the beginning of the year. If you know, you have a stud quarterback, a running back, I mean, that kid's going to be worn out by the time you get there. So we talk all the time with our principals about possibly starting our own football league or playoff system. If we could find one of the league to jump in with us, I think we would have some interest.
But I hear what the problem, one of the problems of that is that the MIAA would boot you out for everything, not just football. Does that sound right or not?
Well, no, because, you know, we do have they've had for years, the precedent has been set with the vocational playoffs. Vocational schools have been allowed to have their own playoffs in football. So I don't think you could do that, and, you know. I hate to get in, but, you know, you look at the winter and the crowds that we bring in at our MIA home hoop games, you know, Lynn Classical, Lynn English, and Salem's and the good hoop teams in our league. I mean, we give the MIA, I mean, we have plenty of profit, you know, with the MIA. So I don't think they would really do that.
I also think Thanksgiving has been it's been downgraded significantly, and the interest in it has been downgraded significantly due to the last several years.
I absolutely agree. I mean, we had this thing right a few years back where us and Classical were in the same tier, and Thanksgiving Day came down to the championship. It happened in Swampscott and Marblehead like 2 or 3 years in a row. They couldn't even seat people over there. There were so many people. That's how it should be. We should have a two-tier system, and we all play for the championship on Thanksgiving within our league. Anything above and beyond that is just icing on the cake.
You're the guy, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Thank you. Gary Malaya, athletic director, Lynn English High School.